Blog Talk Radio. The power that's within you, the power that is within you. Whew, Jesus, let me tell you, I am just so, I'm just going to say bless the name of the Lord, bless his name, bless his holy name, amen and amen. Just waiting for some more folks to hop on here, amen and amen. Waiting for some folks to hop on here, the season's on here on today. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I see people are calling here and dialed into Blog Talk Radio. Those who have joined in on YouTube, hello on this morning. Let me see who we have here. Good morning. Good morning, Keisha. How are you? Just waiting for some folks to hop on here. Good morning to everyone. For those who are joining, who dialed in, I see you who have dialed in, and those who are on YouTube, and those who are on Facebook Live, good morning to everyone. I am the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, Healing Your Purpose Eternal, and I am indeed glad on this morning. The power that was within you. Let me tell you, when God gives me something, it's just not for y'all, it's for me too, because, let me tell you, it's amazing because my daughter just said the other day about when blessings come, and when they come, you be trying to rejoice in them. You be trying to be so elated, oh my gosh, and then the moment you start rejoicing, bam, here comes something else. But the key is ignore that, because that's something that's to take you off, kilter. No, you stay right there and you rejoice, amen, and let the other stuff just work itself out. That's where I'm at with that, amen. Amen. So let me see who else came on here. Yes. Good morning, Minister Renee. How are you? Good morning, Minister Renee. Minister Renee has an awesome meditation moment. I just love her meditation moments. They're so serene. Oh, my God. And they're just so awesome. You should put your information in the chat. Minister Renee, so people can know where to find you at. Oh, my gosh. And so are my flyers. Keisha, that's on here, Malty, she does some of my flyers. We build and do some of my flyers. You can put your information in, Keisha. Amen. Well, her web design. God is just so good, y'all. I am just so happy on today. So going to wait for some more people to hop on. But just talking about the power that's within you, the power that was in you. What do you say, Keisha? You said no. Okay, hold on. You're right. It's not. So you hear me now? I'm doing all that talking. You guys don't even hear me. Type it in if you can hear me now, the sound. Can you hear me now? Then if you can hear me, or Keisha, type it in. Say yes that you can hear me. The sound should be on now. Let me see. Because I unmuted it. Let me see. I'm gonna just do refresh and see. So let me know if you can hear me. Good morning, Evangelist Renee Pickett. Can you hear me? I had to refresh it because it said that they wasn't hearing my sound. Oh, good. Hi, Regina. You can hear me now. Okay, good. So come back on, you guys. I had to refresh it so you all can come back in so you all can hear me. Hi, Sister Jewel. Good. How are you? Okay, good, Minister Renee. You all can hear me. Sister Keisha. Okay, good. Hi, Mom. Oh, good, Evangelist Renee. I'm glad you all can hear me. So I had to come back in, you guys. But how about, guys, I am just so excited on today, just what God is doing. And I was sharing with my daughter yesterday about the other day about you could be rejoicing. You could be so excited what God has doing is doing in your life. And then, bam, here comes something else. You got to, those kind of things will take you off course each time. Don't allow it to cause you to lose your focus. Just keep on moving. Keep on going because guess what? That'll work yourself out. It'll work yourself out. Mm-mm. Don't take your focus off. Keep rejoicing how God is blessing. Just keep rejoicing because he's just so powerful. Isn't that something when you be rejoicing, people always say, oh, what happened? What happened? No, it's not that something happened. It's because, well, yeah, something did happen. Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And on top of that, because he is God. How about that? He is God and God all by himself. Oh, glory be to God. So on this morning, we're going to pray, and we get right into our scripture talking about the power that is within you, the power that is within you. Earlier, I know Minister Renee Odrick was on here, and I told her to put in her information in the chat because she has a meditational moment, and it is so beautiful and serene. You all got to tune in to her meditational moment. So if you still on here, Evangelist Renee Odrick, go ahead and I'm typing information in the chat. And also Sister Keisha's on here. She does web design. Sometimes she do some of my flyers. I go to Fiverr. I go to Loop Builder. But Keisha does some of them. And Keisha, put your information in about your web design. Amen. Ministry. Amen. So we're going to get started. But let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for moving and shaking. I thank you for just being God all by yourself. We love you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Ooh, but most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, down the cross for our sins. You said in that word, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So on this week, you guys, A Diamond in the Garden is coming, guys. A Diamond in the Garden is coming. So I need for you all to just turn on your notifications for my YouTube channel, for my IG channel, which is Hope Victoria number 2. For Hope Victorious on Facebook, turn on your notifications so you can get all the notifications that's coming because A Diamond in the Garden book is coming, and I will, on this week, I'll talk about when it's going to be available for you and when is my actual virtual launch party. So I'm doing a virtual launch book launch. So those who, I know I'm in a different state now, so those who want to jump on, it's only going to be for an hour. We're going to chat about the book, any questions, any things you want to comment on, mute yourself and come on in. Yes. So, all right, so let us read. I'm coming from 2 Timothy on today, beginning with the first chapter, and the word of the Lord reads. I'm back up so I can read this, guys. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. Second verse, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Whew, I love it. I love it. Look, I'm already firing up because I love mentors. I have so many mentors. I mean, not a whole lot of mentors, but I have business mentors like Tyra Gardner. I have a spiritual mentor. She always brought spiritual mother, Reverend Dr. Moore. I have another business manager, a mentor, which is Trustee Azarel Smallwood. Let me tell you something. It's good to have mentors. Amen. And every one of them play a different part in my life. I have a whole team, so I just bless God, and mentors is good. But what I love about Paul and this story in Timothy is that he took Timothy underneath his wing, hallelujah, and he taught him and he grounded him in ministry, how to flow with ministry, how to do ministry, how to be a leader. And what I love about it, just to be a powerful ministry, that is so powerful because sometimes in ministry, sometimes in life, we are missing that plug with somebody to come and say, hey, let me mentor you. And sometimes people don't come and say, hey, let me mentor you. I was fortunate to have a spiritual mother to say, hey, I'm going to take you underneath my wing. And then it's some that I went looking after, chasing after and seeing what they have and say, hey, will you mentor me about business? Will you mentor me, you know, about ministry? Will you mentor me about business? So it's good to have a mentor. But the thing about it is that you got to be careful who you hook up with. You know, pray and ask God if it's somebody that you feel as though I want them to mentor me. You know, pray and ask God if it's a good fit. Let me tell you, I pray and ask God by everybody that walked into my life that was a good fit. You know, only person I didn't have to pray about was my spiritual mother. She came, and I've known her since I was a little girl. She seen something in me and took me underneath her wing. My mama was like, hey, I approve that, yeah, and it is all good. Amen. So it's good to pray about spiritual leaders. It's good to pray about business people, coaches, and who come into your life. Amen. But I love the story about Paul and Timothy because he was so grateful for Paul, and Paul was so grateful for him. Isn't that something when your mentor would be grateful for the mentee? Jesus, hallelujah. So verse 3 says, I thank God whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. But I got to read verse 3 again because he says, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience. When you can have a pure conscience about something, he served God with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee and my prayers night and day. So this is Paul reading a letter to Timothy from prison and how he prayed for him day and night. And glory be to God. That's what I'm talking about. Don't allow things to use your focus. Now, Paul was in prison, and he was still concerned about all the churches. He was still concerned about his mentee, Timothy, praying for him night and day. He didn't allow his situation to keep him bound, but he couldn't move forward. He didn't allow his state of mind, the place that he was in, to keep him from moving forward in God, but to keep him from doing what God called him to do. So sometimes we say, God, I'm not doing that. I'm not going underneath their leadership. I'm not doing that. Let me tell you, God is going to have the last word, because if God say do it, you got to jump and you got to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, verse 4 says, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Woo! He said that he may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwell first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and have persuaded that in thee also, whosoever I put thee in remembrance of, that thou stir up the gift of God, Jesus, which is in by the putting and laying of hands. So he was talking that I remember that grandma Lois and Eunice because of their faith. But he talked about the faith and how much Paul said he had tears of joy when he laid hands on him. Woo, glory, to stir up the gift. Glory be to God. See, he laid hands on Timothy to stir up the gift, but he talked about Timothy's faith, and it brings tears and joy to his eyes. Isn't that something when you can mentor somebody and you can see all that you have put in them? Hallelujah.
and that person could come back and say, hey, you know, I just remember when I laid hands on you to stir up the gift in you. See, that's sign of a good leader. I talked about leaders on last week just a little bit, but I just love because I talked about Deborah, and I talked about Deborah and Barak and how she was such a great leader, and she was not trying to take control of the situation, the task that God has given to him. No, she says, you go ahead and you do what God called you to do, because you would not, you don't want that to be because they gave it to a woman, because you know in that era how they felt like women was like second-class country today, still feel like that, amen? And how about your United States sometimes still feel like that, some people. But she allowed Barak to do that task, but she encouraged him that God didn't already went before you. Didn't he already go before you? So that was Paul was telling him, that when he remembered, the joy and tears come to his eyes of remembrance about his faith, about Timothy's faith, and also when he laid his hands on him. Woo! Hallelujah! To stir up the gift in him. See, his job was to stir the gift up. Glory be to God in him. That's how, you know, we see things in people. We see things in our children, we in our grandchildren, children that we're raising. When we see things in our cousins, aunts, and uncles, and our nieces and our nephews, and people who we even work with on our jobs, when we see that gift in them, and we pray for them night and day, and for God to stir up the gift on the inside, I just feel like somebody feel like they just tired of dreaming, because what's the dream? Is anything going to come out of it? Oh yes, something is going to come out of it, because hard work. Yes, pays off. So you keep dreaming. You keep doing what God called you to do. Stir up the gift back on the inside of you to move out on some things, because sometimes we take in consideration. We say we should not take in consideration, but we do sometimes of our age. Oh, we're too old to do that now. Oh, we should have did that when we were 20. I should have did that when I was a teenager. No, because then how about some teenagers and young folk is saying, I got to be older in order to pursue my dream, in order to be a boss, in order to own my own company, order to step out of ministry. Hallelujah. We always make age a factor. Don't make age a factor. You know, and then as I was reading the commentary on it, some people, you know, were a little bit intimidated by Timothy's age. Like, well, what do he know? And it's something, because sometimes we do the same thing. When somebody else comes up in ministry who's younger than us, we'd be all intimidated. Well, what do they know? Why should I listen to them? Don't you know, sometimes out of the mouth of babes. Let me tell you, these young kids have some wisdom on in them. You hear me? I don't know everything. I may be 56, but I may not know everything. No, because none of us don't know everything. Sometimes our kids are a little wiser in certain situations, and sometimes it's good to step back and say, I'll take that thought into your thoughts into consideration. I know we close our door, we be like, they are so right. But don't discount nobody's age. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't discount nobody's age on today. Glory be to God, because Paul sure enough didn't discount Timothy's age, because he knew what was on the inside of him. So verse 6, I'm going to repeat that again, says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, for thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by putting on the laying of my hands. Hallelujah. Verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of the prisoner, of his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Hallelujah. So he was saying, be not ashamed of the testimony of God. Don't be ashamed of being a Christian. Don't be ashamed of professing who you are. It's okay, and sometimes we don't because of our lifestyles. I don't want to tell folk I'm a Christian. Tell folk you're a Christian. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed of the good news. But what did he say in verse 7? He said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. See, he was stirring up that gift on him, up in him. Well, God is not giving you spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. He has given you the power. The power is already in you. He has given you power to tread over demons, scorpions, and any evil thing that it will not harm you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God is for you, who can be against you? For our weapons of warfare, not carnival, mighty through God, are pulling down the strongholds. That power belongs in you. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. The power is within you. So you call those things. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Call those things out. So we sit back. But see, Paul had to come, even from prison, to send him a letter to study, to bring back to Timothy remembrance. When I laid hands on you, that would stir up the gift on the inside of you. So you won't be ashamed of the gospel. So you won't be intimidated by those folks telling you what you can't do. And God didn't send you. Glory be to God. Glory. Because sometimes we feel like we're powerless. We feel like, oh my God, I can't go on. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. So he that's within the world, that enemy, God is putting a power in you to defeat the enemy. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep trusting. You got to keep believing. Hallelujah. Just like I talked about last week when Deborah and Barak, when Barak went up, he was all intimidated by Jabin's army because it looked like there were so many mighty men and they had more resources than what he had. But he took what God gave him to fight that war. And guess what? God fought it, and God defeated every enemy that tried to come up against him. Why? Because when Barak stepped out, he made him have everything that Sisera and his army had, everything that Jabin and his army had. But he still stepped out what God has given him because he looked at their chariots. He looked at their wheels where they got swords hanging off. When you ride, they could kill somebody with the wheels. He was looking at all of that. But he wasn't looking what God equipped him to take to that war. See, we got to stop looking at what other folk have and start looking at what we have. So when you walk in a room and you may feel like you don't have enough resources, know that you got everything that God has given to you, everything that you need. God has already equipped you for the job. He has already equipped you to get out there and do what God called you to do. He has already given it to you. So stop looking at the little resource because you got everything that you need to get that job done. You got everything you need to buy that building. You have everything you need to buy that home, that car. How about you have everything in your power to change your mindset of the way you think, a mindset dismissing intimidation, dismissing feeling like you're inadequate. Dismiss all of that stuff. Hallelujah. Dismiss your fears. Tell him to send a letter to tell Timothy that as Timothy was on his journey, remembering those things, the faith that your mother had and your grandmama had. The faith that you have, Timothy, the faith that you have. Because sometimes we feel like we ain't got enough faith to get some stuff done. You got enough faith. You know the size of a mustard seed, how small that is. Hallelujah, God. What the Bible says, you have faith the size of a mustard seed. You can move any mountain. A mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds. But if you have that much faith, it can move. Woo, glory be to God. So know the power that lies within inside of you. You don't even know when you walk in the room, people stand there and look at you like you're crazy. Why? Because that's the anointing, the light that's on the inside of you. But we still stay stuck and intimidated because we feel like you don't have enough. No, it's the enemy's job to try to scare you to say what you're not going to have. You got to believe what you're going to have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Ooh, so God has not given you the spirit of fear, but he gives you power, love, and of a sound mind. Because if you have love in your heart, you can think right. You can sort things out. You'll be able to walk right and do stuff according to how God wants you to do it when you have love in your heart. A sound mind. When the enemy can't come up against your mind to trick you, to make you feel like you have mental illness. Glory be to God. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just got to take a break right here. This is coffee with me, y'all, so we just chatting it up. I hope y'all got y'all coffee and tea. Amen. So I'm saying to you on today, be encouraged. Don't be discouraged or dismayed. Be encouraged. Like he told Joshua, be not dismayed. I am with thee. God is with you wherever you should go. Don't think you're too old to step out with new gifts and talents on the inside of you. Folks, yeah, they're going to look at your age. You don't worry about their age. You don't worry about that. People may look at me. You writing another book and you in your 50s. Yeah, I am. I may be 90 years old writing the book. If God says so, it's going to be done. So stop looking at your age and get it done. Yeah, you're going to have those naysayers looking at you, or you stepping out with this now, or you from one ministry to another ministry, or now you doing this ministry. Yeah, God called me to do it. You ain't got to answer to nobody. See, when God confirms that's where you should be, sister and brother, it don't matter what folks say. It don't matter how they see you. It don't matter what they think about you. It's how God sees you. What do he think about you? See, this, another thing, we don't realize that we are enough. We don't realize we're enough because what we're up against when we're looking at the enemy. Just like when they went to sort out the land, when Moses sent the spies out to sort out the land, they said, we see giants. We see people carrying large fruit and grapes. We see people. Joshua and Caleb said, are you serious? God just parted the Red Sea. We just walked across it. Are you really serious? And you going to tell us about giants in the land and how you seen how God opened up a path for us, the waters, the ocean, and we walked across dry land? And you going to tell me it's giants in the land? Oh, glory be to God. Oh, God. Let me tell you, if he fought that, he could fight this. If he can move through that situation, he can move through this. You got to go on, and you just got to keep working it out. You got to keep encouraging yourself. Glory be to God. See, even though Paul was in prison, he didn't allow that to keep him from ministering. He didn't allow that to keep him from doing what God called him to do and speaking to Timothy, speaking life into him to go out and to continue to carry the work out, continue to do the work of an evangelist, continue to do the work. Oh, glory. No, we be so stuck on ourselves and so self-absorbed, we want to do everything. I learned I can't do everything. I've got to delegate. Mm-hmm. I have to delegate. Me and my pastor, Pastor Josh, was talking about that too, how to a place where you start delegating. Because like he taught a series on, preached a series for weeks on burnout because we feel like we got to do everything ourselves. No, you're burning yourself out. Delegate. It's okay to delegate. I have learned being a good leader is you learn how to delegate some stuff. Okay, could you do this? Could you do that? Mm-hmm. Well, and don't stop being so self-absorbed that everything got to be I, because you want people to see that I, what I did. But it don't matter because if you're doing what God called you to do, do the job. God will give you your rewards in heaven. He will give you your accolades. Don't do it for self-gratification so you want people to see what you're doing. No, do it because God called you to do that. And do it well. Delegate some stuff. Sometimes we feel as though we don't have a team to help us. There's folk out there that will help you if you ask them to, but be mindful and pray about it. Because let me tell you, you could bring the wrong folk in. I had to question some folk who wanted to come in to be a part, and I'm like, now you just called to ask to be a part. You don't know nothing about the broadcast. You don't know nothing about what I'm doing. You know anything. You don't have do you have the passion to do it, what I'm doing? Or do you want to do it because it looks good and you may see me on social media and you want to be a part, but you want to be a part of something you've never even tuned in? Do you know what time the podcast starts? Or you just happen to see a flyer or something that popped up? You don't know anything about it. So you coming in, why are you coming in? They couldn't answer that question. But I wasn't that direct. I know you probably think I was, but I wasn't. I was in a way because it just threw me like, what? Oh, Jesus. That's totally different than somebody saying, hey, I want to fund your ministry. You know, hey, I ain't asking no questions. I ain't asking, did you watch the podcast? You know. That's so totally different. But you coming in and I just want to know, what do you want to do? And like, what? So after I step back and just start, you know, looking at this whole situation, looking at them, and I'm finding out little by little. See, God will give you discernment on that thing. It was not to really help, but to get what they can get, and then they out. And sometimes that's okay, too, because sometimes you'll have people on your team that's all they come in to do. And that's okay, too, because they just for that season. And if they come and you don't realize it and you don't see it, and then you start seeing it as you continue to work with them, that's all right, too, because they ain't going to be there long anyway. Amen. So they just coming to get what they can get. But 9 times out of 10, when they're there, they are there helping, but they're there to just get what they need and then to move on, and that's all right, you know, because it's like a win-win situation, really, because they're there helping you, helping your ministry, helping your business out, but you know they're not going to be there long, and then they out because they didn't got what they needed, and that's okay, too. And don't be upset when it happens because doors do turn. people have, my mom told me how people have so many teams, you know, over the years, this team, that team, that team is done, gone, now they got another team, and it's okay. So don't be upset when people come into life and then they leave. So, but, and what I love about, you know, my sister, Nikki, probably listening, my story, my favorite story is Zerubbabel, when people came to one to help rebuild the church, rebuild the temple that was burned down in Jerusalem. And some came and said, hey, we serve the same God that you serve. Hence, we're deserving. Told him, no, you don't. You don't serve the same God that I serve. You don't even worship him. No, they was coming to be a part to throw monkey wrenches in his project. So they wind up weak and they're frustrated in their hands, the Bible says in Ezra in chapter 3, chapter 4, frustrated their hands and weakened their hands because there was so much stuff coming up against them today, they will stop the work for a couple of years. But let me tell you something, when God wants that work to be done, because it took Zechariah and Haggai to come and speak life in him and start the gift in him, hallelujah, for him to give back. You read Haggai chapter 1 to give and do the work that God has called him to do. See, it doesn't matter how long you let that thing inside of you lay dormant. When God wants that thing to come forth, he gonna keep agitating you. Sometimes telling my nephew Snicky the other day, when God agitates you, he'll leave alone for a while, but then it'll come back up again. Because it ain't going nowhere when God has called you to a job, God has called you to a work. But what I encourage all of you on today is stop looking at your age. Stop looking at the impossible, because nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible. Look at that situation and believe that it's going to be worked out. Believe God is going to fix that situation. God is going to do that situation. But have a respectful place of love within your heart. There's so much hatred in this world, but try to have love in your heart. Let me tell you, I woke up scrambling, trying to get everything together. I set everything up last night, and the very thing that I was looking for, I couldn't find. I'm like, what in the world? My stuff is always put up. Like, what in the world? But that was something that caused me to get off focus. And Maya said, Mom, just keep going, Mom. Just keep moving, Mom. But I'm like, what? No, I didn't find it. But I said, ho, get yourself together, because that's just a distraction. You woke up, and it's something how you could feel the course of day, how it's going to go in terms of your mental state, like in terms of you, in terms of your mindset. I'm going to be mean today. I'm going to be happy today. I'm going to be mean today. I'm going to be happy today. And I just felt that on the inside of me, like my spirit just being weighed down. I said, you know what? I'm not doing that today, and I'm not receiving it. I was in such a great mood on last night, such a great mood on this morning. And then last night, and then this morning, I was in a good mood. I could feel a shift, and I said, I'm not going to let that shift. I ain't letting it shift, because God has already worked it out. I'm not going, God has already worked it out. And that's what you, and I know he worked it out, and I believe it. I ain't just speaking. I believe that he did work it out. So you got to get to a place where ain't nobody else believing but you believe. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Because sometimes folk ain't going to believe in it, but you got to believe in it. You believe in it, and it is so. You believe in it, and you know God told you, it's done. It's already done. Because everybody is not going to believe in what you believe. Everybody may not be feeling that dream on the inside of you. They may not. And it's not for them, because they're not caring, and you are. So you have to love that baby. You've got to nurture that thing and do what's right. Even people in your own household may not even understand what you're carrying, but it's not for them to understand. So don't get upset because they ain't understanding. I give you a perfect example of my mom. When my first book came out, Shattered But Not Broken, I caught my mom and I was, oh, my God, I'm so happy. Oh, my God, my mom, the book is getting ready to come out. It's getting ready to be published. And mom said, oh, that's so great. I'm so happy for you. When I hung up, I said, what? That's it, right? So I called my sisters. I said, oh, my God, did Nikki Pound talking to Mom? It's like, is she happy for me? And they said, yeah, oh, my God, Mommy happy. She didn't tell all her friends. She didn't tell everybody. She's so happy. But God had to check me just in that moment. And I didn't give that to your mom. I gave that to you. He said, that is yours to carry. That is your baby. I said, oh, those are not God exact words, but, yeah, that's what he was saying to me. That's what I got out of that. He told me, that is your baby to carry. So, and from that moment forward, I knew that, oh, my God, when God gives you something, that people are not going to be over you later. Oh, my God. No, because God gave it to you doesn't mean that they have. It doesn't mean that they're not happy. They are happy. At my book signing, my mom must have bought 50 books, went up there and bought 50 books. I don't know who she gave it to, but she's my biggest supporter. But her happiness, she was so happy. But I don't know, what did I want my mama to do? Stay on the table? I don't know. But when God checked me, so ever since that day, when you tell people about your goals and your things that you're doing, I'm talking people that you trust, not people who are going to walk away and take it, they'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so happy. And it may not be the response that you want. It's not that they're not happy. God didn't get that to them to carry. You know, when you're pregnant, you're all excited. You're going to be so excited about it. Everybody's like, oh, my God, congratulations. And you're looking like, oh, my God, are you serious? Yes, because that's yours to carry. God gave that to you. You be excited. You celebrate yourself. Oh, well, let me tell you, when God checked me within a couple of minutes of that, I said, God, I thank you. And that was back in 2016. And ever since that day, if I share something, oh, my God, if I don't get the response that I want, I don't even look for a great response. Why? Because God gave that to me. Now, there is some folk, y'all, that you tell and you know instantly, oh, my God, did they throw shade? Are they hating? Are they quiet? Hello, are you there? You know where to be some folk there, too. Well, you tell some folks something, and they be sitting like, you be like, hello, are you there? Yeah, they just straight up hating. They ain't trying to celebrate you. They ain't trying to support you. But I'm talking about those who are genuinely excited, but it's still not the excitement that you want. No, that's your baby to carry. That's something that you birthed. So that's something that you're like, oh, my God. So don't get caught up in that. When you know there is folks that genuinely concerned about you, like Paul was genuinely concerned about Timothy. Oh, Jesus, he was genuinely concerned about him and his well-being and prayed for him day and night. And he still got joy in his eyes, joy, tears in his eyes, and joy in his spirit. Remember when he laid hands on Timothy to go forward in ministry, how he made him so happy to remember that and to think back on that. But he also had to send Timothy the letter to let him know, I remember that. And so go back to that place where I stirred up the gift in you. See, those thoughts, when you came from those thoughts and when people poured into you, it's good to go back and look back at your testimonies. That's why he said, don't be ashamed of the testimonies of God. Don't be ashamed of the testimony of the good news. Don't be ashamed and sit there and say, hallelujah, oh, my God, they're going to look at me like I'm crazy. Well, you celebrate God. God is not ashamed of you. He said, you be ashamed of me, I be ashamed of you before my Father, which is in heaven. Don't be ashamed of God. Ooh, there's nothing wrong with giving your testimony. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, let me tell you something. I am so blessed on today because of the power that is within me. We don't even know what we've got because we're so fearful of what we see. But look at Joshua and Caleb. They wasn't fearful of nothing. Those giants, I know God is a giant slayer. He will slay those giants. Just like Deborah told the rock, you go up. God is already going on before you. He didn't already went ahead of you. Oh, if you know that God didn't went ahead of you, he ain't already did it. He ain't already fixed it. He's already at the long place. He didn't already signed it. It's already done. Yeah, it's already done. Mm-hmm. Your house would be saved. Ain't no foreclosure. You doing your work. You working things out, getting your resources together. God didn't already did it. He didn't already done. It's already good. Your mortgage is already intact. You got to believe it. You got to believe those things. You got to believe it by faith. That's why Paul said he loved the faith of Timothy. I came from 2 Timothy chapter 1. I read from verses 1 through 8. He loved the faith that was in him. He loved his faith. Oh, glory. But he had to remind him of that. Hook up with some folk who you know who have your best interest at heart and is not there to take or steal from you, but there because they genuinely care for you. Be prayerful about who you allow into your life when you start sharing your secrets and you start sharing different things about your ministry, your business, and just know that that's the right person for you. Sometimes we be with them because we've been there for so long. No, you got to know when it's time to walk. You got to know when it's time to leave. And just because you leave the situation, a place, or a thing, doesn't mean that you're so angry. No, it means that God has told you it's time to move on. And it's okay. And we get those things mixed up because we feel as though I'm going to be friends with them, so I can't walk from this circle of people that I was with for 20-something years. Well, guess what? It hurt me to my heart when I had to walk from mine in my earlier years when I was in my early 20s. I did because I knew, and are we still friends today? Oh, yes. Some of my best friends, we are friends today. But I knew for order for me to grow, I couldn't stay there. And it's not that we don't eat dinner no more. We don't talk on the phone. Mm-mm. It just means that I had to shift circles because I had to get where God wanted me to go. and was it hurtful for me as well? It was. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew that that was it for me. But it's okay because we're still friends today and we still talk on the phone today. But I knew I had to shift circles because if I didn't shift circles, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So it wasn't about a friend group. It wasn't about, oh, we grew up together. It wasn't about, oh, I've been knowing you for 20, 30 years. No, it's about me getting to the next place. And I know staying there, I wouldn't get to the next place. So those are critical and crucial things that you have to do and choices that you have to make in life sometimes to get to the next place. And that's what I had to do. But it was hurtful for me as well as for them. But I knew I couldn't be at a place where God wanted me if I would have stayed there. Whew, glory be to God. Huh. Let me tell you something. I enjoy this word on today. I enjoy this word on today. Oh, my God. Glory be to God. I know, like, my time is, like, almost up. I just wanted to share so much more, but I know that I only got a couple more minutes. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Let me see something. Oh, good, Keisha, you can hear me now, just reading the text. Oh, my God. So what I'm saying to you is that God is so faithful, y'all. Be encouraged on today. You see what I'm saying? If I would have lost my focus this morning, if something I couldn't find and allow me to be in a bad place, I probably wouldn't have got on. But, you know, I'd have got on because my mama would have been beating me up over the phone through Texas. Girl, get on here with you. Then my sister would have been texting me. What's wrong with your mother? You got to get on that call now. So I'm just saying to you, be encouraged, you guys. I love you all. I thank you all for rocking out with me every Tuesday with Coffee with Me. I know soon we'll be in person where we can chat it up with our mask on, of course. But I just am so enjoyed you all. So take the words that I have given on today and meditate on that. Go to the next place where God wants you to be. And don't be afraid in looking at your age. Maybe I'm a teenager. Maybe I'm 20. Maybe I'm in my 30s. Maybe I'm 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, 90, 100. I don't know what to do. I want to move and do certain things, but I know people are going to look at me and say, your age and you doing that? Believe and trust God. Believe and trust God. I know Sister Catherine Black told me years ago, she said, you know, she said, I always wanted to play the piano. And we was talking about an age thing. But she said, you know what? It's not even about my age. It's about something I always wanted to do. And she began to take piano lessons. She passed away. God bless her soul. But she began to take piano lessons. And it didn't matter of her age. It was something that she always wanted to do. And that's what she did. And she didn't care if no one said anything to her about it, who laughed. It didn't matter. She knew it was always in her heart what she wanted to do, and she accomplished that. She overcame any fear. She overcame, it probably wasn't a fear. She overcame her age, whatever her age was. She was an older lady, and I seen her taking piano lessons. But she did it because that's something she always desired to do. So I encourage you to step out. Step out. She had enough courage to do that. Amen. So step out on those things you know God has called you to do, and don't be ashamed. Stir up, let God stir up that gift in you. Hallelujah. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. So God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for those who are joined on YouTube, who have dialed into Walk Talk Radio, who are on for 5 minutes. Father God, I thank you for those who are going to watch the replay. God, we do thank you for your son Jesus dying across our sins. We send that word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Oh God, I love you and I worship you, God, and I thank you for you, God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. God, go before Gwen Gardner on today, Father God, for healing, God. Hallelujah. Go before the young lady who was killed with, who have 6 children, Father God. Go before this crime, Father God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. Oh, God, we glorify you on today. Touch the ones who are wounded, who are sick on today, Father. Do it right now for your glory. Touch the Seaward family, God. Oh, God, I glorify you on today. Touch the Bond family. Touch our families, God. Touch everyone that's on this call, God. We love you and we appreciate you. We love you so much, God. Touch Ms. Ruby on today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, and do a shift within that place where she's at, God. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. And touch Sister Catherine Lennox on today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace, guys. Know God is on your side. Know that he loves you and he cares for you. I so enjoyed you all on today. Amen. Hey, Cousin Camille. Hi, Minister Renee Audrick. Amen. Hi, Deaconess Jewel. Let's see if I can see any more names on here. I'll go back and I will, Evangelist Pickett, I will. I just seen Bernadette. Hi, Bernadette Williams. Amen and amen. Hi, Keisha. Hi, Donna and daughter. Amen and amen. Donna, put up your information about your jewelry, too. I had to get me some pieces. She has some nice jewelry. Amen and amen. God bless you all. He encouraged you. Guys, God got this. I'm just so excited about your new journey in life. I am. Let me see. Your mama is texting me now. Let me see. Sister Hightower, Deaconess Hightower, how are you? Amen and amen. Yes, so I'll see you all again on next Tuesday morning. Woo, so super excited, you guys. So on next week, I want y'all to come back, and I just want y'all to type in the chat some stuff that y'all stepped out in. We're just going to have a step-out moment. Just put it in the chat. I stepped out. And this, I don't care if it was a new mindset, you know, I need people, I stepped out, I'm not going to allow nobody to take me off focus, you know, anything that you want to put in the chat that you have overcome your fears and you step out in it, you stepped out, even if you say, hey, I'm just believing God for this, that's stepping out, amen. So God bless you and I see you all next week. Bye.